Well, let's go now to New Orleans, where the shooting death of former football player Will Smith is getting a lot of attention. The retired Saints defensive end was killed Saturday in a relatively wealthy neighborhood of New Orleans, the city's Lower Garden District. This comes after weeks of several other high-profile violent crimes. Matt Sledge covers police and crime at The Advocate in New Orleans. He joins us now. Matt, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the Will Smith case. He's a very well-known player in New Orleans. He's a Pro Bowler. What's the latest that we know?
Yeah, so the latest that we know is that police have arrested a suspect who coincidentally is actually a semi-professional football player himself. And the authorities believe that this was possibly a road rage accident. The man's defense attorney claimed that his client, named Cardell Hayes, 28, was, quote, not the aggressor, unquote, and seems to be setting up some sort of self-defense defense. We don't really know much more about that, but we do know that Will Smith was shot down in front of a number of other witnesses, including his wife, who was also wounded. She took a bullet to the leg.
She's expected to be okay. Cardell Hayes, the man who's charged with second-degree murder here, you write in an article that there is a suggestion that the conflict may go back to an incident from 2005 when Hayes' father was shot and killed by police, and one of those officers was reportedly having dinner with Will Smith on Saturday night. What about that?
Right. I mean, it's really one of these only in New Orleans kind of things. It's a pretty small town. And an officer who was actually named in the lawsuit that Cardell Hayes filed against the city, who was involved in this fatal shooting incident in the kind of dark post-Katrina days, happened to be having dinner with Will Smith on the night of the shooting this weekend. There was speculation going around that there might be some connection between the shootings because it's such a remarkable coincidence. At this point, however, the police say they have no information connecting the two shootings. The actual police officer says he doesn't think there's a connection. And Cardell Hayes' defense attorney also says that there's absolutely no connection between the two incidents. Mm. So, you know, it boggles the mind, this coincidence. But for now, all we know is that it is a coincidence.
And Matt, all of this comes just as the city is seeing another spike in crime. There were four people stabbed in the French Quarter just last night. Four rapes were reported, including that of an 11-year-old girl. Two Australian tourists were shot this week. What's going on? Is there a trend of violent crime in New Orleans going on?
Yeah, I would actually kind of dispute the idea that there's been a particular spike or that crime is really trending upwards.
So this is normal. Homicide.
Yeah, I mean, there's a high baseline level of violence in New Orleans. The number of homicides we've had this year is actually trailing the number of homicides we've had last year. We're at 32 this year, going against 46 at this point last year. Our shootings, non-fatal shootings, are up, but you talk to criminologists and they usually use homicides as the kind of baseline meter stick. So I think what's happened in the last week is that the normal violence, you know, which shouldn't be normal, but is in New Orleans, is kind of spilling over into high profile neighborhoods. It's hitting people it doesn't usually hit, like these Australian tourists.
Hmm. Well, and you said earlier that there were the dark post-Katrina days when it was very clear to anyone who was paying attention to the city that the city had a problem with violence. But is there a sense that this today is going unnoticed unless it involves someone in a really high-profile position, like a professional football player?
That's a difficult question to answer. The violence is certainly not going unnoticed in the neighborhoods and to among the families that it affects very directly. You know, and I wind up talking to mothers and sisters and spouses, and they certainly noticed. I think there is so much violence in New Orleans that it does take something particularly brazen or something particularly shocking to break through to people's consciousness again.
Well, and Matt Sledge, it's your job to cover that. You are the police and crime reporter at The Advocate in New Orleans. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.